Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Florio, and he is brought to you by Joe Patochnik and the team at JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, Russell Wilson, you heard what Mike Tomlin had to say about him yesterday, going through very, very, very light workouts today. Won't play against the Chargers. Who knows when he'll get back on the field? So I'm asking you, I guess, to start. Have you heard anything on the Russell Wilson return to play timeline?
No, I haven't. I mean, at a certain point, it's basically the old 100% rule that he'll return when he's 100%, and it'll be 100% when Justin Fields is no longer winning games and the team needs a spark. We've seen that time and again. It goes by a bunch of different names. And listening to the way Tomlin explained it yesterday, I feel like that's what they're doing. They're going to let this play out with Fields, and if and when Fields hits a rough spot, they can bench him without benching him. It's the best of both worlds. They never benched him. He wasn't benched. QB1 is 100%, and that's all they did. So they just ride the hot hand indefinitely, and that's the smart thing to do. The challenge is keeping Russell Wilson from activating his personal media machine in the event that he knows he's ready to go and he's frustrated about not playing. That's the only downside to this, but I think they know how to handle him in a way that will keep him from trying to make his case through his PR representatives to reporters who would be pushing the agenda that, you know, why did he come here? He should be traded, whatever the case may be.
The weird thing is, Mike, like, what if there is no lag or there is no down period with Fields and maybe he doesn't play eye-popping football, but they start off 7-1 or something like that, which is not completely implausible if their defense is healthy. Like, you know what I mean? How deep do you go before you decide we just have to stick with them and it's not even a hot hand situation? Or is there no amount of depth into the season where this could go, where they might not still pull the plug if Fields falters a little?
You keep going until you feel like you need a boost. And when you do, it doesn't carry the same issues that benching your starter.
So even like 12 or 13 games in, if they feel like Fields after maybe he starts 7-1, they slide a little bit, they go 1-3 over their next four, you feel like they could actually pull the trigger on something like that late in the year?
Yeah. Oh, they could. They could. Now, the longer you go without the change being made, I think the more it takes to prompt the change, but they could definitely do it. And, you know, this was the downside in Russell Wilson taking the league minimum $1.21 million for a player with his experience after he was cut by the Broncos, who owed him $38 million fully guaranteed. He stuck the Broncos with $36.8 million by taking the $1.2 million minimum from Pittsburgh. Now the Steelers have a 12, 13-year veteran, won a Super Bowl, played in another one for $1.2 million. That's a great bargain for a backup. And they'll hold on to him. Hold on to him indefinitely because you never know when Fields is going to get hurt. He could either dip or he could get hurt. And, you know, you're going to hear, I believe, at some point speculation that he should be traded at the deadline. This team has a need. That team has a need. I think it'd be foolish for the Steelers to do it because you need to have somebody ready to go behind Fields, and with each passing week, Russell Wilson is closer and closer to being ready to go.
And I get that last part, that the Steelers would not want to do anything to diminish or hurt their depth at the sport's most important position, especially after what happened last year, playing three guys, and just look around the NFL, all the quarterbacks that played, Mike. But you mentioned the Russell Wilson media machine and his own personal mission this year to regain a spot as an NFL starting quarterback and as a franchise quarterback. And if he's just sitting collecting dust, that's not going to go over well with him. That's why this Miami thing that's been floated out there, the Steelers wouldn't want it. But what's stopping Russell Wilson, the longer he has to wait, Mike, from going to Omar Khan and saying, get me there. They need me. Please do that for me. Pretty please do that
for me. We want volunteers, not hostages.
Right, exactly. Mike Tomlin's established that precedent, Mike.
Well, and I think that's why they're doing things like giving him the petty game ball. You know, it's almost like I said this earlier today. If you work for a bank, they're not going to give you a raise. They'll just make you a vice president. They'll find another way to make you happy. So they'll find ways to make Russell Wilson happy that will get him to want to stay. But you're right. He needs to play this year to set himself up to be a starter somewhere next year. He's going to be 36 in November. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy, and there are very few Joe Flaccos in the world who were once upon a time the highest paid player in the NFL, who are now taking a paycheck wherever they can get one and holding a clipboard. I don't see Russ doing that. And his career, I think in many respects, hinges on his ability to play well enough this year that someone makes him a starter next year. So he's in a tough, tough spot.
And isn't there an argument that he has a better chance of doing that in Miami than here?
Oh, absolutely. Anywhere that he can play. If you can't play, you're never going to prove that you're good enough to play next year. So this is all about, I think, Mike Tomlin, who has done wonders over the years getting through to problem players. This isn't really a problem in the classic sense. He's got to get Russell Wilson to happily wait his turn and to trust that his turn will come, even if it never does.
Do you agree with
that's the challenge?
Do you agree with some of the reporting that was done earlier today that cited people inside the building as essentially saying they think the passing game could bloom with Wilson as opposed to Fields, that maybe Fields just doesn't have the command of the offense that they felt Wilson had? Do you think that's viable based on what you know about Russ's kind of career?
I think that's why he was going to be the starter. It wasn't for his mobility, it was for his arm. When he made that throw on third and long against the Lions in as hostile an environment as you're ever going to see in the preseason to George Pickens, that was when he won the starting job. He has always had a beautiful deep ball, and when you have a running game that can set up play action, you can unleash that deep ball. Justin Fields' weakness has been his passing accuracy from when he airmailed that ball against the Bills in the preseason. I think that's the issue, and I think they're hoping he becomes a better passer because he fits the offense and what they're trying to do better over the long haul. Beyond the fact that he's significantly younger, he fits it better than Russell Wilson does. But yeah, the passing game could, I don't know that it would bloom, but it would be better. The deep ball passing game would, I think, potentially become more prevalent. And all you need is one of those a game that hits, and it changes everything. For a team that's got a defense like that, if you can uncork a 50-yarder, one a game, or a long pass interference penalty on a throw like that, hell yeah, that's good for your passing game. So, look, as long as you're winning, it's fine. As long as you're winning, it's fine. If you start losing, then you have a decision to make. But it's so much easier than if Fields had won the competition and was getting benched. This worked out perfectly. It was close. Russell's injured. You go with Fields. He gets the reps. You evaluate him for next year. And the moment it goes wobbly, you put Russ in. Best of both worlds for the Steelers.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Check him out Sunday night, Football Night in America, leading into Falcons and Chiefs. A much better game now that Atlanta showed what they were made of against the Eagles on Monday night. Mike, thanks again.
Indeed.
We'll talk on Wednesday. See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.